24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Recently, one of our staff members here at Radio Pulpit, Jaco van Heerden, went to Kigali and came back with a phenomenal story and just highlighted the plight of what we're struggling with, not only in South Africa, but in the world. And he said to me, Wynand, please get hold of Sherilyn Kluter and get her on air if possible. She is from a non-profit, a organization called The Naked Truth Project that was launched in UK in 2014, introduced in South Africa in 2024. I've got her online to tell us all about it, but it's all about pornography this morning, a word that brings unease in the hearts of mums and dads, of individuals. It's been labeled the silent sin of the pews. Did you know that according to Barna, 122 billion hits just from 5 porn sites in 2023. That's 2 years ago. It just blows the mind. 75% of Christian men, 40% of Christian women says they watch porn on some level, according to Barna, the research company, in 2024. 22% of practicing Christians that says they view pornography weekly, and 7% that says they do it on a daily basis, 2024. Hence, back to Kigali in the symposium that they had there, and they called this woman up onto the stage, Sherilyn Kluter from Naked Truth. And silence fell over the congregants, the people that attended this, and I've got her online. Sherilyn, good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Pulpit this morning. Help us understand quickly, just put it in a nutshell for us, your work. What exactly is it, what you do, and why were you in Kigali? Good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it was so wonderful to meet Jaco in Kigali and have that privilege of speaking there. So at the Naked Truth Project, we seek to open eyes and free lives from the damaging impact of porn. So our open eyes kind of talks about education, awareness, prevention work, and a lot of kind of upstream work, helping think about even policy or how can we engage in this in a way to prevent people kind of falling into the river of pornography. How can we better education? How can we better awareness? How can we better policy? And then our free lives is part of our recovery program. We realize that there are many people who are in that river and who are drowning from the effects of pornography in their lives. And we want to be there to help them. We want to be there to rescue them. And so we have recovery programs as well. So we like to think of ourselves standing kind of all along the river of pornography, there to try and help people not to fall in, but if they have fallen in, to be there, to be their hand out, and to help be part of the next story, the other story that God has for them that is free from pornography.
Well, I've just quoted some stats. I think the stats are harrowing. We read these stats every now and so often, and we are absolutely just flabbergasted. I mean, if you look at these stats, 87% of 12 to 18-year-olds surveyed in South Africa alone says they have seen pornographic images, they have been on pornographic sites. Another study that found that 60% of 10-year-olds in South Africa, this is not the USA in the UK. This is 10-year-olds in our country that says they've been on porn sites online. Help us understand, because what I hope to achieve in this program, in my chat with you, is the light in the tunnel. Is it the oncoming train? Is there freedom from this cancer? I don't know what else to label it as. Pornography. Help us understand the landscape of porn and the effects that it has on us as South Africans, on our listeners this morning.
Yes, I mean, I think when we hear those stats, we can be shocked, but also we can think, well, I don't even know how to comprehend 122 billion visits, right? And actually, yesterday I got the visits for 2024, and that was just on two sites. It's 104 billion. And they say, you know, 25% of the internet is probably pornography. So these numbers, you know, 4,000 visits per second, they're hard to comprehend. And thinking 60% of our 10-year-olds have seen pornography, well, a lot of that is actually accidental exposure. You know, if we think of a 10-year-old, right, and our curiosity when you were 10 years old and you had a calculator, I don't know what you wrote on the calculator, but when I was feeling particularly mischievous, I might have put the word boobs in on my calculator, but that was completely harmless, right? And nowadays, that same child, that same naivety, that same, you know, curiosity puts those kinds of things in online, and the results are devastating.
Wow.
And so they're not expecting to get what they get. And I think it's helpful for us to realize that there is a childlikeness here. And so, you know, what we've got to, there's definitely light in the tunnel. You know, we say that light shines in the darkness and the darkness will not be overcome. But I think it's helpful to understand a little bit, you know, we can think of porn as, if we haven't been exposed to it in recent years, as, you know, the top shelf magazine. But unfortunately, with the advent of digital porn making it more affordable, anonymous, and accessible than any before ever before, it's also become more violent. And so a study found that 88% of the top videos displayed violence, and 94% of that violence was directed towards women.
Wow.
So we look at this. We see that one of the top porn websites says that South Africans are 114% more likely to be searching for hardcore and violent porn. And we think, what impact is this having? What is this shaping? How is this adding fuel to the gender-based violence fire? So, you know, we see all of this and we realize that porn is a thief. Right? That's one of the ways we like to describe porn, as it being a thief. Because sometimes for a child who's having an innocent search, or a child who's been groomed with pornography or had some, it can be like a violent robbery, unexpected, shocking, and, you know, it's like an armed robbery, that kind of violent experience. But for many of us who have engaged in pornography, it's been more like a con artist.
Yeah.
Because we maybe haven't realized what we have given up. We think that we are getting something good, but actually we have been scammed out of some incredibly valuable things. And so I think it's helpful for us to think and be like, you know, there could be different reasons why you've had porn exposure.
Yeah.
And God is there to write another story no matter what has happened.
Somebody has described pornography as hell's philosophy in print, and yet as we speak about it, so many multitudes are struggling with it. We know the stats. It's out there. It's easy to find and quick to find. But it changed the way you think. It changed the way you operate. It changed the way you look at your fellow human beings. You quite rightly mentioned the violence against women, 94% because of a pornography. You described it as a thief. My question is, is there hope? What can be done? I mean, you started and you're part of this organization called the Naked Truth Project. What exactly is it that you can help those who are addicted to pornography? And it's men and women and children. And I think there are so many that's listening right now and say, because today you say, Lord, forgive me. I have done this. I have shamed you. I have watched pornography. Pornography and everything that goes with it, hand in hand. Tomorrow, you back at that again. What help do organizations such as yourself, the Naked Truth Project, what help do you have for those who are struggling with it?
Yeah, so I think we just want to say that there is another story, that God has another story for you. And there may be a journey. You know, the moment the prodigal son decided to return to his father's house, there was an instant that he made that decision, but he still had to walk that journey back to his father's house.
Yeah.
And so if there's been something that you have walked quite far away, you may need to walk back. And that journey can take time. But there are tools, there are resources. At the Naked Truth Project, two of our free resources we have an app that you can download off our website, the Naked Truth Project, but it's also on the Play Store and the app, Apple Store. It's called Control Alt Delete. You know that idea of forced reset. And that's a free video video on demand course that you can do anonymously and work through the material and start getting some of those basic tools. We like it to be an idea of your Kickstarter for your recovery. We also have online free support groups called Click to Kick, where people can attend in a group for 8 weeks and get some tools that can help them. But I think the light really comes in that there are more churches who are willing to talk about this. There's more people willing to bring hope into this area. More people are willing to admit their struggles. You know, when we are willing to shine light into the darkness and bring God's light, that is when healing can take place. And so healing can be tough. I'm not going to lie. You know, it can be tough. The journey can be tough. Partners finding out about it. There's betrayal trauma. It can be tough, but God wants another story. There is hope. So I see plenty of hope in people recovering, in people engaging in tools like Control Alt Delete, and people joining online support groups like Kick to Kick, in churches beginning to talk, and pastors beginning to say, yeah, equip me. And that's one of the things we love to do, is equip pastors to be able to have these conversations well. And we see more and more parents coming to parenting evenings where, you know, they learn how to put controls and conversations, because we want to have boundaries, we want to have fences for our children, but we also want to make sure that we connect with their hearts, and we want to make sure that we're not just putting rules and boundaries in and then they leave our home and they don't have those, but we put controls on our internet to help maybe protect against some of that accidental exposure, but we have these conversations that our children can develop a critique, a control within their heart. And that's really what we're after. You know, we want to prevent the accidental exposure, but we want to empower our children to make decisions that is going to have them have a healthy conversation. So we also have parenting seminars that we do both online and in person. So we can do them at churches, we do them at schools, we do them also online that people can sign up under our events on our webpage. And so the mainstream media is beginning to talk about this more. There's more and more stories coming out, people admitting their struggles, whether they are Christians or not. We see more and more nations around the world developing policy to protect children and developing policy about limiting the violence. And so there is so much hope. There is another story, and we're beginning to see that dawn of that light shining.
I think so many are listening to you right now and say, oh, Lord, here's the answer to my prayers this morning, because John 10:10, we always say it's easy to remember. It rings like a bell. John, ting, ting. And the thief that comes to rob, steal, maim, murder, destroy, but I have come so that you can have life and life in abundance. And so many yearn for that freedom in Christ Jesus to be free. We're quick to mention stats on the horrors of pornography and those struggling with it. Do we have any stats on those that have been freed from pornography, that walk in freedom in Christ, a life in abundance in the Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, there's other scriptures that you talk about, 2 Timothy 2:22 and so on and so forth. But through an organization such as yourself, the Naked Truth Project, can you really and truly stand up and say, I know people that's been freed from this addiction, this cancer called pornography? Can you state that honestly and truly this morning on radio?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I personally know many people who are walking in freedom, you know? And you know what? The prayer people often say, oh, God, take away my desire for porn.
Yeah.
But today I want to say, what if God wants to do more than that? What if he wants to bring you healing in other parts of your life? Those things that, you know, that maybe drove you to porn in the first place. What if he wants to help equip you with skills to be able to deal with your emotions, to be able to deal with setback? And what if God, that prayer hasn't been answered because it's a different prayer. You know, that God wants to take you on a journey where you can be healed and restored fully, not just released from porn. And so, you know, when we have people going through our recovery groups, they say, you know, it's not just the porn that's gone. My relationship with my wife has improved.
Wow.
My clarity of thought has improved. My desire for exercise have improved. My performance at work has improved. My relationship with my children has improved. And it's not just the removing of porn. It's all the other things that God wants to add to our lives as well. And it's that life to the full. And we know that word is true. We know that God doesn't come with, you know, just a partial bit of life. He comes with a full, abundant life. And so obviously people have to make a choice, right? Because like I said, it's not going to be easy. And so there are those who don't make that decision to continue on the journey, but there is support for those who say, I want to walk towards freedom. And, you know, even on that journey, sometimes people, you know, may stop and pause and be like, oh, I should go back. But God just keeps pulling us and drawing us forward. And so, absolutely, there is so many stories of freedom. There are so many stories of hope. But it is a journey, and one that you have to be willing to walk. And we know that God can work supernaturally. And so, yes, the desire can be gone tomorrow. But I believe that God wants to do more. He wants to heal our hearts. He wants to bring us in a place of full and abundant life.
Mind, body, and soul. But you have to be like the prodigal son in that pigsty, in the midst of that darkness. And the power of sin lies in its secrecy. You have to stand up and say, no more. Enough is enough. I'm going back to my father's home this morning. Sherilyn, if people, and I know there are so many listening right now and think this is the lifeline I've been waiting for. If they want to get hold of you, if they want to become part of, get part of these workshops, these school programs, these church leader training and engagement, I know there are pastors listening right now, mums and dads, people who are not married that are listening to this program right now,
yeah,
that's struggling with this, and they want to get hold of this because they've been waiting and saying, Lord, please just give me a sign. Is there not an organization that's willing to stand up and speak against this? Please go big. Give us contact details, website details, great, social media. Where else can we get hold of you?
Yeah, so you can follow us on all of our social medias, you know, in the Naked Truth Project. You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook. There are two main websites I want to give out. There's the nakedtruthproject.com, and then there is a website called helpforparents.co.za. We're actually going to be launching a radio drama shortly, but on that helpforparents is .co.za, there's also a parenting pack you can walk through and download yourself that has preparation on how to protect your devices, how to put controls on devices, how to have these conversations with your children. So as well as our parenting workshops, there is that parenting pack that you can download. And so that's on helpforparents.co.za. On the nakedtruthproject.com, there is ways that churches can get connected to us. There are also help for recovery, help if you're a spouse and, you know, you are experiencing betrayal trauma, you are finding out about this and you are feeling so broken. We want you to know you're not alone and there's help for you. Also, people can reach out on WhatsApp. I think that is always a great way, and I can send you just a bunch of links to different resources. So the number to the WhatsApp is 0844 and then N Truth, the letter N Truth. So if you're on the keypad and you go in 0844 N Truth, I'll give you the numbers, but it's 0844-687-884. So 0844-687-884 or 0844 N Truth. And then I can just send you a bunch of links for direct things as well. But, you know, we want to tell you that there is another story than the one that porn has sold you, the one that, and there is freedom, there is hope, and there are ways that we can protect the next generation. There is ways we can have conversations. And church, it's time to shine.
Would you close in a very short prayer for us, please? Time has literally caught up with us, but I hear your love for the Lord Jesus Christ and that in the complete work that is done for us on Calvary and through his blood, these chains that bound so many, the forces of darkness. The word of the Lord says our fight is not against flesh and blood. It's against powers, forces, principalities, forces of darkness. Would you close in a short prayer for us, please?
Yeah, Lord, I thank you so much that the battle has been won and that you call us with grace and kindness. Thank you, Lord, that you call us for freedom.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The freedom that is to be found in Christ Jesus. Sherilyn, thank you so much. We'll put it on our podcast as well, on the information. And if somebody wants to get hold of your information and they missed it, they're welcome to email me, wynand@radiopulpit.co.za. Bless your heart for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Keep well. Bye. God bless. Bye-bye.